following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I'm Colin Coward, and I've got big news for allergy sufferers. The number one prescribed antihistamine, Allegra, is available without a prescription. The same exact allergy medication, same full prescription strength, right on the shelf. Among OTC brands, only Allegra combines fast, non-drowsy 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms on the first dose. Starts working in an hour to relieve sneezing, runny, itchy, watery eyes, and itchy nose or throat, all without drowsiness. Allegra, full prescription strength relief without any of that fuzzy, groggy feeling you may get from other medicines. And Allegra works all day long. Choose once per day or twice per day tablets. For added relief from nasal congestion and sinus pressure, choose Allegra D. Big news, full prescription strength without a prescription over the counter. Have it all with Allegra on the shelf at your local retailer. Use as directed.
11 o'clock, time to get up.
Unbelievable.
It is 11 o'clock, and that means it's time for the Doug and Danny Show with sports director Doug Duda.
There's a ray of sunshine in a gloomy, cloudy day.
What?
What's your name?
7:30. Nails. 8. Nails. It doesn't matter. And Big Daddy, Tony Davis.
If a monkey flies out of my butt in a minute, too.
Oh, that's right. It's a freaking Super Bowl. Oh, I can't believe it ended like that.
Doug and Daddy bring you some of the best interviews in Central Nebraska. Here is one of the happy interviewees.
I am very honored to be on with two such esteemed journalists. This is a treat for me. I do appreciate the chance to talk to a lot of my good friends in the Tri-Cities area, notwithstanding the two of you who are jerks.
Let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are jam-packed on this Tuesday, talking a lot of football, and we will work in everything else that's going on as Daryl Morris and Tony Harper will join us to discuss Hastings College and UNK football. It's Wyoming Day. We'll talk with the head football coach, Dave Christensen, coming up in about 15 minutes. And Randy Welniak is going to join us at the end of the program, senior athletic director now with the program, but of course the WAC most valuable player in 1988. One of the greatest, probably the greatest quarterback in Wyoming history will be joining us on the program today. But first, I can't wait for next week in the National Football League. Boy, you can talk about people giving games away. Did the Rams give one to the Giants last night? Rams should have blown them out. Giants aren't good.
No, they're not good, Doug. And you look at the Rams get down to the one-yard line and continually just couldn't run the ball. But you don't have your leading rusher. One of the key injuries of the weekend. More and more injuries coming. Will Dallas even have anybody on the practice squad? All those guys look to be coming up for Dallas. Nick Collison, the safety for the Green Bay Packers, gone for the year. Jamal Charles, gone for the year. Jordan Shipley, gone for the year. I mean, those are just three names just, boom, come to mind right away. And it stinks for those teams because those guys are all valuable players in their own right. But you're right. The Rams Bradford looked pretty good. Defensively, they looked pretty good. They were dialing up blitzes all over the place. Manning's making bad decisions. Doesn't see the safety come over to start the game. Boom, they're in business. They go down, but it's at the one-yard line. And then they can't get in from there. Then they get down there. I mean, when you're kicking 21-yard field goals, if I'm a head coach, I'm pissed.
Well, especially with
28-yard field goal, you can't do that.
You've got cracks at it too. It's not like it was first and goal at the 10, and you just got kept out of the end zone.
No, absolutely, yeah, you're right down there. You're ready to go, and you can't. You try and throw the ball twice. I still cannot believe these guys can't figure out. The defensive end is over on the other hash mark making the tackle across the field. They stick a hand in his belly and just have a naked bootleg. No one in the NFL can run a naked bootleg, apparently. These guys get paid $700,000-$800,000, and they have no naked bootleg in the playbook.
It's just so easy to coach football, and that's why we welcome in Daryl Morris, the head football coach at UNK. I mean, I can't believe Tony's not on your staff, Daryl.
I can't either. He seems to have the answers for everybody in the NFL. I don't know what those people are thinking.
Did you got a naked bootleg in your playbook?
I haven't used it for a while, but we got one.
Well, it's in the playbook.
Well, at least it's in the playbook. Okay.
Daryl Morris with us after the Lopers are off to a 3-0 start. They jump four spots to number 7 in the nation in this week's Division II coaches poll, the second highest ranking in Loper history. Yet the headline yesterday, Coach, is you're not happy. You trying to catch the attention of your team, or did you look at film and go, we weren't as good as we thought we were?
Well, I think both. I'm trying to get their attention and get them refocused on the long-term goals, and that's to win the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference Championship. But after looking at film, at least offensively, especially the kids I coach, the offensive line, had their poorest outing of the season so far. So, we need to get back to the basics and get back to paying attention to the small things, the minor details that really add up big in a ball game.
Coach, you obviously put 52 points on the board offensively. You had to have somebody you had to be happy with.
Well, the positive thing about all that is, yeah, we did put 52 points up on the board. We had a ton of yards, and we played on the road at 5,000 feet and got the job done, and that's very positive. You know, what we're trying to do, though, each week is we're trying to get better each week, and we're trying to play as close to our potential as possible, and that's a goal that we have. And I think we took a step back last week in terms of that goal, and we want to get refocused on that.
Coach, you guys went for it on fourth down early in the ball game. Is it because of the kicking situation, we got a kicker hurt and we're not having a lot of confidence right now, or what was the thought process?
Well,
there?
That's a little bit. I got a young kicker that kicked a couple of kicks for us in the game before, and now he's on his first road game and all that kind of stuff. But also, I was trying to get something established and establish some dominance up front in the football game, and wasn't able to get that done. So. Kind of backfired a little bit, but at some point in time, you got to make a stand and say, "Hey, we're going to stick this ball in the end zone and get that done."
Daryl Morris, head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tommy Flanagan and Eli Hammond were on the receiving end of most of Jake's passes. Rate their performance.
Well, Tommy continues to do a ton of things for us. I mean, he's probably the most used guy since we had Garth Mintz in our football program. But, they did a great job. They got open. Jake still does a nice job of spreading the football around a little bit. And then his dual threat of being able to throw the football and having guys to throw it to, and then also being able to be the leading rusher that we have right now, really makes him somebody that's difficult to defend.
Daryl, I guess if I'm reading these statistics correctly, they have the ball 20 possessions. 13 out of the 20 possessions, the defense goes 3 and out or fewer. That's pretty damn good.
That is good, and that's what I like about our defense right now is that we're playing good team defense. I wouldn't call us flashy, although Arthur Hobbs had a flashy day a couple weeks ago. But we create turnovers, we bend a little bit, but we also are we're keeping them out of the end zone. Different guys are stepping up and making plays, and we're pretty dominant right now up front on the defensive line. So we like that. So I just like the team defense that we're playing right now.
Daryl Morris with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as he is every Tuesday, to talk about this football team. I got to ask you about Wayne State knocking off the number one team in the country and what that does to open eyes in this part of the world.
Well, what it opens my eyes, and it's an old cliche, but you better be ready to play every Saturday or somebody's going to beat you. There's no doubt in my mind that the guys from Duluth were not interested in going to Wayne, Nebraska. We're not interested in playing the seventh-ranked team in their league. Not on a windy, rainy night. They weren't interested in that, and they got beat because of that. So you got to be ready to play every Saturday against whoever you're playing, because everybody can beat anybody on any given day. So, that's what I get out of that whole mess.
Coach, a little bit about the opponent this Saturday. This is a team you guys should be able to roll over.
Well, I think we'd be the favorite football team, and I'll tell our team that I think we're the favorite football team on paper. Now, I haven't got a fax from Coach Bain, so I think they're coming. I think they're going to want to play us, and I think we're going to have to get it done on the field. So whether we get it done in short order, if it takes us all day, we still need to make sure we're ready to get her done.
What would be their strength, or the first thing that you notice about them?
Well, I think, Coach is a defensive-minded guy. He was the defensive coordinator for Pat Stewart last year before he became the head coach. So, they're pretty vanilla. They don't show us a lot of different fronts, at least they haven't so far in their three previous games. So I think they're going to line up, and they got a relatively young team, but they play hard, they chase the ball hard. So I think they're going to line up and just try to play. We're just going to see if we can't. We're going to have to wear him down a little bit, I think, to get on top of him.
Darrell, Wilberger got called for a 15-yard penalty. After reviewing the film, was it a penalty?
You know what, Tony, I can't recall even looking at that, to be honest with you. I don't think it was, but it was on the far side of the field. I didn't get a good view at it, so I can't comment on that.
Shad Bride gets in a couple times. We got a couple. Rustin Dring's numbers weren't there. I guess I want to address that before we get out of here, Coach. He carried a lot, didn't have big numbers. Some of the other kids that we haven't heard a lot from did get into the end zone. Was that part of the offensive line, or just your thoughts on that?
I think that was, Mesa had the best front that we had played against so far. They were talented, and they were good, and they were big, and they were strong, and they could get off the football. So they disrupted us some up front. I think that had a little bit of to do with Rusty's inability to put up normal Dring-type numbers. He is fighting a little bit of a foot injury and is somewhat questionable this week. So I think that was a part of it as well. As the game went along, that began to bother him more and more. So, we'll just have to wait and see. But you got to tip your hat. I mean, they've got a good front five, and they played well. So, we had to battle them for quite some time.
Well, Darrell, it's homecoming. I know that means want to put on a good performance for the alumni coming in and take care of business and don't charter any buses from where Western New Mexico goes.
Well, I tell you what, and still to win the football game, you got to tip your hat to those kids. I mean, to have to evacuate a bus that is completely engulfed in flames, you lose all your personal stuff, all your equipment, everything, and still go to Durango and win a football game, that's pretty good.
Well, hopefully nothing weird like that ever has to worry about the Lopers. There's enough trouble traveling over the mountains. So
home
game
true.
This Saturday. We'll talk to you next week, Coach.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Darrell Morris, head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. If you haven't heard about this, Western New Mexico, they're just driving, have a blowout. The bus catches on fire. They're lucky just to get out of the bus. No injuries on Friday as they're traveling. It takes all their personal equipment, all their gear. Nike, I think, stepped up and got them some shoes at Fort Lewis the next day. Maybe it was the women's golf team, was traveling to the same place, so they loaded up their vans with even more of the leftover equipment that was still back in the locker room, still back, practice type stuff, and that's how they played the football game.
And then they go beat our friend Caesar.
You got to think something's on your side. We'll see what happens. Lopers just got to keep on rolling along. But, hey, if you beat the number one team, or if you beat Wayne and they beat the number one team, watch out. Let's see if these boys can keep it rolling. We need to take a break because coming up, Wyoming head football coach Dave Christensen after this.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. If you're like me, you end up making a lot of plans on the fly, whether that's what you're doing after work tonight or if you want to go to a game on Saturday. And that's where StubHub comes in. StubHub has partnered with teams like Texas, Michigan, Florida State, so that you're free to score the seats you want right up until game time. So go ahead, call an audible this Saturday. Head over to StubHub and score the seats you want to college football's biggest games, even at the last minute.
StubHub!
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get that hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Sir, what are you doing with that crayon?
Making our brochure. We're way behind schedule.
I've got a better idea. Let's call Copycat Printing.
Copycat Printing?
They're more than just copies. They're a full-service commercial printer and design staff. From wedding invitations to business printing, Copycat Printing can help you come up with ideas to make you stand out in the crowd.
So you don't like my stick figures?
Not so much. Copycat Printing at 21st and Avenue A across from Chicken Coop in Kearney. Online at kearneycopycat.com. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today as winds turn northwest and increase to 15 to 30, a high temperature of 72 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. West winds diminish to 5 to 10 as temperatures cool to 45. Right now, 63.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth as we roll along here on this Tuesday. Don't forget, tomorrow, our Husker Lunch will be at Cunningham's Journal in the loft. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star, will be on hand. Had a good crowd last week. Doug and Daddy Show there live starting at 11 o'clock. Sip comes in, and we'll start speaking just after 12 noon, talk about the Huskers game against Washington, what he thinks of the season so far, and previewing Nebraska's next opponent, first road game of the year, Saturday at Wyoming. It's tomorrow at Cunningham's Journal. Order off the menu, enjoy lunch, and talk some Husker football. Husker Lunch tomorrow at Cunningham's in Kearney.
Doug, right now we're going to talk to the head coach of the Wyoming Cowboys in his third season. Dave Christensen joins us. Dave, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for the time today.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
You know, Dave, it's kind of amazing how much better of a person you become when you leave Missouri and go to Wyoming.
Well, thank you.
Of course, for the folks that are just starting to learn Wyoming, Dave Christensen, assistant coach there in Missouri, is what I would call rise to national prominence and part of that football program when it was number one in the country. But now trying to rebuild a Wyoming program. And, Coach, you got off to a real good start three seasons ago. And how do you think the process is coming along now that you're starting to get your guys that you recruited into that starting lineup?
Well, I'm really excited that, you know, the direction that our program's going and the progress that we're making. You know, we've got a long ways to go, but certainly I feel that, you know, we're going in the right direction. We're a young football team. I think 60-something of our players have 3 years of eligibility or more left. So, you know, it's great that we've got good kids in the program that have really bought in. And I think we're, you know, on pace where I would expect us to be right now and pleased with the progress that we're making, the direction we're going.
Dave, are you undoubtedly the most popular guy in Laramie, Wyoming?
I don't know about that.
When you walk, I mean, the most visible, I mean, everybody's got to know you in the town and rec. I mean, when you go get groceries, hi, coach. I mean, that's got to be exciting for Wyoming football.
He makes Randy Welniak go get his groceries. He doesn't get his groceries. You kidding me?
No, you know, we've got such great fans here, and you know, our people are just awesome. And you know, it is like that. We're a small town, and, you know, obviously I'm recognized anywhere and everywhere I go, and it's great. Like I said, we've got just, you know, phenomenal people, very, very, very loyal, very, very dedicated, and, you know, it's a lot of fun.
There's only one, before we get too deep in any X's and O's here, Coach, there's only one kid which I found shocking on the roster from the state of Nebraska, and that's right in our backyard here with Bryson Studnicka, who was supposed to be a starter for you, but he's injured. Tell us his status and what his role with the team is.
Well, Bryson suffered an injury that is going to end his season with us, and so he's helping us in the coaching standpoint right now and is involved that way, but won't be playing, you know, his career's done with now. He's going to finish up his degree and do some coaching.
Coach, obviously, Doug mentioned that's the only player from the state of Nebraska. Being a neighboring state, you probably recruit Nebraska as hard as anyone around, don't you?
Well, we do. You know, we are you know, pretty spread out. We signed kids over the last couple of years from 18 different states. So, you know, we scan a lot of area trying to find the right kids, the right fit. You know, population and number of players in each area has a lot to do with, you know, where we're going to get our kids. But we certainly, you know, continue to recruit in Nebraska.
One thing about your football team that I think you'd be excited about, when you look at the line, it's juniors and seniors primarily just dominate both sides of the ball. You've got some young kids. They can help them along. But you're very veteran on the lines.
Well, we do have a number of older kids on both lines, but every other position on the team is you know, still fairly young, and you know, we've got 60-something kids that you know, I say got three or more years in the program, so we're a young team, but you know, they're getting game experience. I think we might have 23 kids that played in their first major college game this year, and 11 true freshmen played, and you know, it's just you know, it's a young program that's developing, and you know, we've played three games now, so they're, you know, they're not inexperienced anymore. They've all got experience, and you know, we just have to keep working to get better on a weekly basis.
Dave Christensen's the head football coach at Wyoming. He joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. He was named the National Offensive Coordinator of the Year in 2007, was runner-up for the Frank Broyles Award while at Missouri. And then you go to Wyoming, a team when you took over that first year, picked at the bottom of the conference. You make a bowl game. You win a bowl game. I'm interested to know how much of what you did at Missouri could you do at Wyoming, and is that still kind of a process that you're working through?
Well, the way we have built this program, the structure, the blueprint of the program is identical. You know, it's what I did with Coach Pinkel for 17 years, what he and I learned from Don James when he was our coach in college. So the blueprint, the structure, the discipline of the program, they're almost identical. We also had to come in here and do what we could do based upon our personnel also. And so, you know, from a schematic standpoint, a little bit different. But certainly the structure of our program and how we build the program is identical to what, Coach James was able to do at Washington and Coach Pinkel was able to do at Toledo, Missouri.
Head coach of the Wyoming Cowboys, Dave Christensen, joins us. Dave, you got 9 different jersey pant combinations. What the hell's going on? Who comes up with these ideas and these
Phil
color schemes?
Second favorite team is Wyoming, apparently.
Well, you know, everything we do is based upon how it affects recruiting, and young kids in this day and age are very impressionable, and they get excited about those type of things. So, if it can help us in recruiting, then we're going to do it. And thus far, a lot of our kids, recruits, are excited about the different helmets, the different uniform combinations, and being partnered with Nike is big to a lot of them. So, that's the big thing. You know, I tell our kids and everybody that knows me understands that I could care less what uniform we're wearing. It's the guys in the uniform, not the uniform, that's making the difference.
What are you wearing Saturday? Can you tell us?
I think I'm not positive. I think brown jerseys and white pants or something. Hell, I don't know.
Have you got used to Cowboy Joe yet, Dave?
Cowboy Joe? I'm used to everything, here. This is our deal. You know, the Cowboy Joe Club's a big part of it. And, I'm ragtime Cowboy Joe. I'm ready to roll.
We've only got a couple minutes left here with Dave Christensen because I think a lot of Husker fans, Nebraska got to play Wyoming 5 times, but it's been obviously 16 years. Last time was Nebraska's national championship run in the 90s, and it was one of the closest games of the year. So Nebraska fans, I think, that are of our age at least have some knowledge, but it's a small stadium. This is huge to ever get a top 10 team to come into a venue in a non-BCS conference. From your standpoint, how excited is the university and the state of Wyoming for this game?
Well, people have been talking to me about this since the day I got hired, and everywhere I go, and I had to try to make sure I convinced everybody. Listen, we got 3 games before the Nebraska game; they're just as important. But people are really, really excited. There's absolutely no room left to come and even get a place to stand for the game. It'll be as packed as it's ever been. I believe this is probably the biggest game that's ever been played here. And everybody's excited about it. It'll be an electrifying atmosphere that night, and it should be a lot of fun.
You did have Texas go to your place, so the kids have seen, a team similar to Nebraska, or on the national stage is similar to Nebraska.
Well, yeah, they have, and that was a very good Texas team. I think they played for the national championship that year and lost the national championship game. So, yeah, they've seen, a very, very talented team, much like we expect to see when Nebraska comes to town. So it was a fun atmosphere then. We expect it to be a fun atmosphere this year.
Last minute here with Dave Christensen, head football coach at Wyoming. Nebraska fans and even media seem to be concerned with the points that Nebraska is giving up on what was supposed to be a top 10 defense. Do you see that as your opportunity on Saturday?
Well, I don't pay much attention to, those type of things. We have to execute if we're going to score points. We have to, tackle well if we're going to hold them down. So, this game is, it's not really has a lot, doesn't have a lot to do with what's happened the last 3 weeks. It has to do with, who's executing at what level on this Saturday. And, hopefully we can execute well enough to put points on the board and we can tackle well enough to keep points off the board and give us a chance to win the game in the fourth quarter.
And you feel like you've got momentum, especially the way you came back and won the game on Saturday?
Well, you know, I think it certainly helps build the confidence of our players. We've been in two very, very close games and won them at the end. And so, you know, that helps a program that's growing. And, you know, I think our kids are confident. They're excited for the opportunity. They know it's a challenge. It's, you know, it's a great opportunity for them. And I think they'll be excited when they come out to play on Saturday night.
Any concern with the freshman quarterback?
You know, it doesn't matter because that's where we're going to go with. So, you know, it's not going to change whether I'm concerned or not. Hell, I'm concerned every single time we line up to play a game. But, you know, it is what it is. We'll prepare him and have him ready to play.
Last question, Dave. With all this that's going down with conference realignment here and Wyoming and the WAC maybe not being where we need to be as a major conference, is there concern that a school like Wyoming or the smaller schools is going to be at an even bigger disadvantage if we go to super conferences?
You know, I'm so concerned about Nebraska. I haven't had a lot of time to think about those things. We're in the thick of things in the season. I see some things flash across the screen. I don't spend a lot of time. Nobody asks me anyhow my opinion. So I just work on coaching football and let the, you know, the presidents and the ADs worry about that stuff. I've got a great job here. I got a great football team, and my focus is on them. I'll let the powers that be you know, make the decisions on the conference and that type of stuff, and I'll focus on building this football program.
Dave, appreciate the time you've given us today. Best of luck this entire season. Keep them healthy and keep winning games for the Cowboys.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Take care, Coach. I think I said WAC Mountain West. My apologies for the fumble there. But Dave Christensen joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Cool guy. Sounds like a lot of fun to be
here. I'm just looking forward to the game. I'm looking forward to the game on Saturday.
You've been excited for this game all summer long.
I think this is a game that has so many things that most Nebraska games don't have. You're playing a program that at least has some mystique, or at least has some credibility, has some what's the word I'm looking for here? Some history, a little bit. Maybe they're not as their history is not going to be as deep, and some of the things as what Nebraska has, but. Until Kansas and Kansas State got good recently, there was no neighboring state that had anything outside of the University of Iowa,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so this is just different, and it's a unique environment. It's a unique chance to go play somebody, and Nebraska, Wyoming doing battle on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, 1:30 pregame kickoff at 6:30 on Saturday night.
Nick, I know we got to take a break, but we got Tuesday Troutman's Trivia coming your way later in the hour. Randy Welniak later in the hour. Tony Harper, though, is going to join us next, I believe.
Let's do that. We'll take a break. More after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Cars take us to some pretty interesting places. But have you ever thought about the trip gasoline takes through your car? It all starts with your car's fuel injectors and intake valves. If they're dirty, your engine may not run as smoothly. That's why Exxon and Mobil gasolines are designed at the molecular level to help clean up intake valves and help keep fuel injectors clean. End result? A smoother running engine with cleaner emissions. And you can concentrate on the interesting places. It's just one more way Exxon and Mobil make gasoline work harder for you.
Hey, Golic.
Yes, Greeny.
What's the one thing baseball and business have in common?
Well, that's easy. Meatballs.
I'm not going to even try to understand that. The correct answer is La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Well, that was my second choice.
Because when you stay at La Quinta with their flat panel TVs, tons of HD channels, comfy pillow top beds, and a free bright side breakfast, your business trip will clearly be a grand slam figuratively, of course.
Well, of course, figuratively.
Do you even know that word?
No, but I do know this. La Quinta takes care of everything, so you can take care of business. Book your next successful stay at LQ.com.
And wake up on the bright side.
Hey, where are those meatballs anyway?
Check your pockets.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. all handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today as winds turn northwest and increase to 15 to 30, a high temperature of 72 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, west winds diminish to 5 to 10 as temperatures cool to 45. Right now, 63.
Falling asleep at the wheel again, baby. You're drifting over the line.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, flying through a Tuesday. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up in just a second. Tony Harper, Hastings College head football coach, going to join us. And at the end of the program, Randy Welniak, former Wyoming Cowboy quarterback, is going to join us. Take a look at what Husker fans can expect when they go to Laramie, and what, I mean, it's just psychotic. I mean, I wanted to mention with Coach Chris, people are comparing this and the Wisconsin game to what Nebraska did traveling to Notre Dame in 2000 and what it will look like. Just that it'll be interesting to see how many people can get in to that 30,000-seat stadium in Laramie.
Yeah, all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, Doug, fed by our friends at Burger King, two for $4 on the original chicken sandwich, burgers for breakfast all morning long. They serve it up two locations in Kearney to serve you, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue next to Walmart or near Kearney Cinema. Also, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Now we're back to Tri-City football. We're pleased to have the Hastings Bronco football coach Tony Harper join us. Coach, how are you this morning?
Doing real good. Appreciate y'all having me on again.
Oh, Coach, I'm glad to hear that, because I can't imagine walking off that field Saturday night had to be a real good feeling. The atmosphere was not great, and the football team obviously didn't perform like you wanted to. Take us back. What happened that did happen positively for you in the opener?
Well, we didn't make plays. You know, we turned the ball over in some really, really bad situations. We gave them the ball three times inside the red zone, really inside the 15-yard line. You're not going to win too many games doing that. And, you know, we dropped some balls. We missed some open receivers. And we didn't tackle very well. And you just go down the list, and it was a long list. So we had some long meetings on yesterday trying to get this stuff figured out.
Obviously, an injury situation after the first game. You knew that the offense could struggle without Dalton being there. Did you think, obviously, yeah, it'll struggle that much, I guess, with the turnovers if you're going to give them the ball like that. But offensively, were you able to move the ball? Anybody step up for Dalton, I guess?
Keenan Blige, you know, he had 100 and some yards the first game. Concordia did a great job holding him to about 60, 65 yards, which is definitely not going to help you win too many games. Keenan stepped up. You know, the O-line played well. It's just we had too many mental mistakes. You know, our quarterback was 7 of 31, and we did the breakdown on Sunday, and we dropped seven passes that should have been caught. We ran routes wrong seven other times. So right there, you know, you're looking at a 21 completion ratio there, and we just can't make those mistakes. We're not a good enough football team to do those things. And it was more in the passing game on Saturday that we've got to get cleaned up.
Tony, just for the fans out there, because when you just listen to the game on the radio or you pick up the paper the next day and you see that you lose to Concordia 10-0, Concordia hasn't been good for a while, but it sounds like things have turned around, and they're 1-2, but the two losses were to top 25 teams. This GPAC has been topsy-turvy, and we're only 3 weeks in.
Wait, you ain't kidding. We're coming down to that game. We played them Saturday night at 7 o'clock, and we're getting all these scores, you know, on the emails and the texts and all that stuff, and we're thinking, well, this is wrong. Well, this one's wrong. This one's got to be wrong. And I think part of the problem was, you know, we as coaches didn't do a real good job of settling the kids down and be like, stop worrying about what everybody else is doing and couldn't control your own future. And that's what we got to get better at. And, you know, right now, Coach Winter's done a great job over there. And we went into this game knowing that their defense was really, really good. And they've, like you said, they've gone up against two nationally ranked teams with some great offenses. And, you know, right now, we just got to get back to doing what we do. And that's hold on to the football, run it a little bit. We got to catch some passes, too.
Yeah, I was just going to say quarterback 7 of 31. That's not going to cut it, but it's probably not all him.
No, it's not. You know, earlier. Seven drop balls that should have been caught by various positions. Seven times we ran the wrong route. Right there to us as coaches, what that tells us is mentally we weren't putting our guys in the right position to make plays, and we got to do a better job as that as coaches. And on the flip side, the guys got to run the right routes and catch the ball when it's put where it needs to be. So, you know, there's no one person that gets the blame, no one position, but there's going to be some competition this week to kind of wake some guys up.
I was going to say, Tony Harper, Hastings college football coach with us. What's next? What do you do this week?
Well, you know, we had a JV game last night. We played some guys that we're going to take some long, hard looks at. And I'll say this right now, you know, some guys I've been asked, was there a quarterback controversy? Nope, not a quarterback controversy, but there's a quarterback competition. There's not a wide receiver controversy. There's a wide receiver competition. And the good thing, you know, I don't want to sound too negative about our guys because I saw them on Sunday, and something that's a little bit different, they weren't looking around and pointing the blame at other places. A lot of the guys were looking in the mirror and say, you know what, I dropped the ball. Let's get this thing fixed. So it's just the second game of the season, but we can't allow this as coaches to happen again.
Coach, obviously if you play in a JV game, you get a chance to see some kids, but then getting them to practice and incorporating them into the game plan, a little bit different, a little bit more difficult when they're sore and they're tired last night. How do you go about that?
Well, what we're doing is we limited some reps last night. We just want to guys to get some live fire action. Somebody going against somebody in a different color jersey that they don't know our checks, we don't know their checks. So we let some guys play early in the game, then we rested some guys just so they could get that live fire action. And then today in practice and tomorrow and Thursday and Friday, we as coaches got to put our guys in a position, okay, this is what we're going to see. Let's break this thing down. Let's not just go 1,000 miles an hour just to try and prove a point. Let's pare it down. Here's what you're going to see. Here's what we're going to do to take advantage of it. And they are going to be sore, and they are going to be banged up, but I'll give our guys credit. You know, we've probably had about 20 to 25 guys in here this morning at 6:30 watching film on their own. So we got them in the right mindset. Now we just got to transfer that from the film room to the practice field and the game field.
Tony Harper with us for just another minute. Let's look at this week's opponent. It is homecoming for Hastings as well. Briarcliff comes in. What have you seen from them?
Well, they're a lot like Concordia. They rely on their defense. They got a great defense. They have, I think they're 1-2. Two of their losses were, to nationally ranked teams at Doane College and Dakota Wesleyan. So they're coming off some very stiff competition. They got a big old back that's about 6'2", 230 that gets downhill right now. You know, last year they threw it all over the place. This year they're a running football team, so we got to be able to tackle and get aligned correctly. And defensively, they're the only true four-man front in our league, so we got to forget all this three-man stuff for a week and concentrate on what we're going to see from a coverage and blitz standpoint. And we got to get back to the basics and do what we do.
Coach, when a team is so defensive-oriented, is tempo and mixing things up offensively something you look at? You know, you hear the Nebraska coaches say, we want to play fast, we want to keep them off balance. Is that something you guys will look to do?
Definitely. And now from a defensive standpoint, that's stuff that causes us problems defensively, because any time a team's go, they're dictating the tempo, they're dictating the formations, they're making us check certain things. That really slows us down because we're having to think. And defensive players ain't good when they're thinking. They just got to get out and go. But when an offense does that to us, it kind of limits us a little bit what we can do. And we got to get back to doing that. And we really haven't, to be quite honest with you, done that quite yet. We haven't dictated the tempo like I believe we can. And that's something we're really focusing on.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to preparations. Enjoy homecoming. And let's get back into win column. We'll talk to you Tuesday.
Sounds great. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Tony. Tony Harper, head football coach, Hastings College Broncos. The four teams are ranked this week, and one of them is not Northwestern. This has to be somewhat of a scary time right now, because the entire time that we've been doing this on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking to the coaches, whether it was Merck for the last few years or now Coach Harper, it's been pretty basic. Sioux Falls, Morningside. Then it's up to Northwestern, Hastings College to be third and fourth, and then maybe rotate in any of those other schools once every few years. Right now, Midland is ninth.
What?
Morningside is 11th. Dakota Wesleyan is 20th. And Doane is 21st. My point being, in the GPAC, there used to be a lot of games you could just circle as wins, because that was the case. You were going to circle your wins, and you were, I mean, Hastings College for a long time could have a horrible year and be 500. Now, obviously, parity is coming to the league, and you don't want to be on the wrong side of that.
Well, we were talking about closing that gap with those two schools every year with Merck. Every year. Coach, how do you think? That was the first question.
Well, Hastings closing the gap. Now you got the teams right at the basement closing the gap, and heck, they're closing it all the way towards the top in a hurry.
Exactly. And so now, you know what? But you feel you're right in there as competitive with a lot of these teams. So you got a chance to, you know, step up and make some noise and get some good things going for your program. You got to get some offense rolling, though. I mean, whether you're dropping the ball or not, 7 or 31 is not going to cut it. And that's not all on John. Getting some action for the first time this season, only two games into it. So we got to just improve on the offense. You know, you got to score more than – you got to put 2-3 touchdowns up, even if you are a defense-dominated team.
Okay, as long as you say so, whatever you say. Back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, glad to have you along with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up in a little bit, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, so get ready for that at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. But while we come up with that trivia question for today, we want to remind you that at Midway, it is hassle-free all the time. Midway and the gang, we're going to see a few of them tomorrow at the Husker Lunch, and all you have to do is talk to the gang at Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Something big happening there. It's the hassle-free pricing. Both Midway locations have made the decision this year to ease not only your car buying experience, but your entire ownership experience. No grueling negotiations. You can feel confident that you got the best price on any vehicle on their lot. Check them out online at thinkmidway.com. What a website. All of the cars, the trucks, the vans, the SUVs, whatever it is, whatever brand it is. Some of them are pre-owned. Some of them are new. You can sort them by price range. You can sort them by color. You can sort them by brand name. Sort them however you want and check out the great deals. Think hassle-free. Think Midway. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Are you ready?
It's at that time.
Let's do it. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Give us a buzz, and we'll find out who gets a $25 gift card to get some tailgating gear, tailgating food, because you got homecoming at both Kearney and at UNK, and you just will take some real food out to Wyoming if you're heading there.
Boom!
Hastings, Kearney, Laramie. Doesn't matter where you're at. You want to do it right. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Chris.
Chris, we've got a question for you. Daddy, you got it?
I've got one.
You want me to go first or you want to go first?
I can go first.
Okay. You sure? Is it easy?
I don't know. Chris, are you a big college football fan?
Oh, I try to be.
All right. Dave Christensen coached with Gary Pinkel at Missouri. He was with Gary Pinkel before that. Where did they come from?
Say Ohio State.
That is incorrect.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's pretty close. That's my clue. That's pretty close. In a non-close sort of way, that's pretty close. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Hey, this is Mike.
Mike, a lot is being made of Nebraska playing at Wyoming, maybe the smallest stadium in the modern era that Nebraska has played at. 29,181 is the official capacity. I've heard you can get 37,000 in there, but whatever the case. So we're not going to go back that far, but in the last 10 years, which regular season road game was the smallest venue Nebraska played in?
I have no idea.
Want to take a guess?
Iowa State.
Incorrect. That's pretty good because it's pretty
small.
Bad, yeah. It's a good guess. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we chatting with?
Jake.
What is the smallest venue regular season that Nebraska has played football in the last 10 years? According to our crack research staff.
I don't know. I got my guess at Baylor. I have no clue.
Not Baylor. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
It's Chris again.
Well, Chris, I'll have to ask you this question. He's got the magic dial. What's the smallest stadium Nebraska's played in the last 10 years?
How about Southern Miss?
Chris. That is correct. Southern Mississippi is the correct answer, listed at 36,152.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
They touch a bronze statue when they come out. What's the bronze? What's a horse's name on the statue at Wyoming?
Trigger.
That would be Steamboat, but a great guess. Stay on the line. We'll get your information.
Wow. If you would ask somebody that one on the air, I would have punched you. Who would know that?
Everybody that read the Lincoln Journal Star this morning.
Jesus. What a geek. We're going to talk to Randy Welniak, the greatest quarterback in the history of Wyoming football, right after this.
Hey, man. A lot of football this weekend. Want to go tailgating at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Tailgating? What's that?
Glad you asked. So there is this really cool place where you can pour cold beer down your face, scarf some wings, and watch football on flat screens 8 miles tall. Because we're going tailgating. A place where we can watch football.
Wings, beer, sports.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
September is grand reopening month at Builders in Kearney. The remodeling is done inside and out, and Builders has added thousands of new items. Register from the 17th through the 24th for some fabulous prizes to be given away September 24th at 4 p.m. Must be present to win. $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, Traeger grill, tools, and more. Visit BuildersNE.com for information on free clinics, including fast fix-up tips for your home. Builders does a grand reopening best this September at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Friday night brings you more exciting high school football on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1550, Hastings travels to Scotts Bluff. On 1230 KHAS, Adams Central is at Gehring. On The Breeze 94.5 FM, Ravenna is at St. Cecilia. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Amherst is at Bertrand. All games kick off at 7 o'clock Friday night. And don't forget to check us out on the web as well at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today as winds turn northwest and increase to 15 to 30, a high temperature of 72 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, west winds diminish to 5 to 10 as temperatures cool to 45. Right now, 63.
I'm feeling like a star, you can't stop my shine. I'm floating cloud nine, my head's in the sky. I'm solo, I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo, I'm riding solo, solo.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. By the way, Christensen and Pinkel coached at Toledo. That was the answer to the other trivia question that we had on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. But congratulations to Chris. $25 gift card going out the door.
Interesting, a little Husker trivia, not a statistic, not really trivia, but got this email yesterday pointing out everybody's kind of down on the defense. A really telling stat about Nebraska's defensive struggles this year is third down. Opponents are 42.3% on third down conversions this year. That means, in layman's terms, four out of every 10 times they convert a first down and move the chains. Compare that to the previous 3 years, 30% in 2010, 32.3% in 2009, 33.7% in 2008. Oh, and in 2007 under Cosgrove, 50.3%. God, that guy's terrible.
Have you already picked? Have you already found out who Akron gets blown out by this week?
VMI, Virginia Military Institute. I don't even think we can bet on it. That's how bad they suck.
You're gonna have to. Well, that's yeah. You're gonna have to really go look deep for a line on that baby to bring it home. But we'll find one for you. Have you ever been to Laramie, Wyoming?
I have been to Laramie, Wyoming.
Okay, skiing. Football game?
On the way to Steamboat a couple Steamboat. Times.
Good place to be. And up next, to let the folks know what's going on in Laramie with the football game and a little Wyoming tradition. And I've got it all out here in front of me. Even I didn't realize how great our next guest was. Two-time first-team academic All-WAC. The WAC Player of the Year in 1988. At the time, only the third quarterback to go for 300 yards passing and 100 yards rushing in a single game. He's an All-American and, of course, the greatest quarterback in the history of Wyoming Cowboy football. The Wizard of Ord, as it says right here. Randy Welniak joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, who's got a much nicer job with a tie and everything right now. What's going on, man?
Well, it's not a whole lot. Just an exciting time of the year, obviously, here in Laramie.
Do you introduce yourself as the Wizard of Ord?
That was the nickname our play-by-play announcer gave me when I was playing here. Thought it was a nice little ring, being from Ord, Nebraska.
It rolls right off the tongue. Of course, Randy Welniak, now the Senior Associate Athletic Director, a job that he's just been back into, but Randy's been back and forth with Wyoming in a variety of capacities since he graduated from Wyoming. The stadium hasn't grown that much in the last 20 years. What's different about Wyoming football now than when you were the quarterback?
You know, I think there's been quite a bit that has changed. Obviously, the speed of the game has increased significantly since I played 20-plus years ago. But we've done a lot here from a facility standpoint. We renovated the stadium and put in new club seats and suites last year, which was a major improvement. We've built new locker rooms, a brand new indoor practice facility, which is one of the nicest ones in the country. And of course, being at 7,200 feet elevation, we probably need it more than anybody around the country. But there have been a lot of improvements, and you know, we're just starting to see the benefits of investing in our program right now.
Randy, for Husker fans going to Laramie, Wyoming, the fine dining, which means steak and beer. To a Nebraska, Wyoming fan, it means steak and beer.
Right.
Where do we go in Laramie?
You know, we actually have some pretty good restaurants here. You know, there's a Calverman Supper Club, and there's actually a place between Cheyenne and Laramie that it's a little bit off the path. It's on Highway 210, but it's directly between Cheyenne and Laramie, which is only 45 miles. There's a place called the Bunkhouse. That is a great place for exactly what you described, steak and beer. So there's plenty to do here. We're excited to have the Husker Nation coming to Laramie. I think it's going to be a fun atmosphere, and I would expect that our fans are going to show Nebraska fans a lot of hospitality and hope they have a great time while they're here.
Former Wyoming All-Conference quarterback Randy Welniak joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Randy, from what you can gather, for Husker fans, they're used to doing what they do in Lincoln. It's just going to be a smaller basis as far as the crowd in Wyoming. Is it comparable at all? What is Wyoming? If it wasn't Nebraska, say it was Weber State coming in or another Mountain West school coming in, what would a Saturday be like there?
You know, it's the tailgating has really caught on a lot the last few years, and I think anybody that we have a lot of area around the stadium that folks can come in. I know there's a lot of RVs that are coming into town this week, and you know, we've got different locations for them to set up and tailgate. But I think that's probably going to be the most fun aspect of it. It's supposed to be a beautiful day in the 70s, and people should have a chance to just sit out, watch some football games with you know, some portable TVs and just have a great time. That's what we really want them to do. We want them to come in here and enjoy the beautiful weather we have here this time of year and enjoy the atmosphere.
Randy, a little bit of your insight, your impressions of Dave Christensen as a head football coach at Wyoming.
He's a very businesslike disciplinarian. He gets after it. I mean, he expects a lot out of these kids, and they respond. You know, it's not for everyone. I mean, I think first couple of years we had some pretty good attrition because of the discipline that he brought to the program, but we're starting to see the reaps of the benefits of that approach, and we've got some great kids, still a little bit younger type team. I think that's probably where were lacking with experience. But good group of kids. They're playing hard. And, you know, we hope to give the Huskers a competitive game.
Is that a realistic thought? What would Wyoming have to do to have this game be close in the fourth quarter?
All the stars will have to be aligned. And, you know, I think we're going to have to get some turnovers early. I mean, that's really – I mean, you look at Nebraska on paper. I've watched them on TV. Physically, they're a team that will wear you down. And, you know, I think we're pretty good conditioned type team. And being up at 7,200 feet, it takes a little wind out of your sails and out of your lungs, so to speak. And, you know, if we can have some success early on, I think we have a chance to take it into the second half. But, you know, Nebraska is the type of team that will just continue to pound and pound and pound you and try to wear you out. And that's where it'll be tough for us to hang in there, you know, to the end. But we'll see.
Randy, give me a couple playmakers. Your freshman quarterback, maybe he's a playmaker. Give me two people at halftime, Nebraska fans, that if they follow the game, you're going to hear a name a lot. Who are those two guys?
Probably Ogbonna. He's one of our receivers. He's really good. Really good receiver. We've got a couple running backs, Sylvester Alexander, that has been doing very well. Ghali Muhammad, another running back that's been very strong for us. And you're just going to hear a lot about Brett Smith. He's the real deal. He's a great kid, a competitor. I love the way that he approaches the game. He's just going to get better with time. You know, he's a true freshman, and, you know, you kind of go through some of the aches and pains and the learning curve with somebody that's playing Division I football for the first time. But I tell you what, he's so far ahead of a lot of other kids at his age that he's going to be a great benefit to this program, no question.
Randy Welniak with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We had Coach Christensen on earlier in the program today,
yep,
and he indicated that he thought this might be the biggest football game to ever be played in Laramie. You've probably been there for a few more than he has. How close is it to the biggest game?
Oh, I agree. I agree. I mean, we were playing for a couple conference championships back in the late 80s, and those were huge. But to have your neighboring state and a team like Nebraska coming in here, we had Texas in here, you know, a couple years ago, and we had Virginia previously. We're going to have Missouri coming up here in a couple of years, and I mean, it is definitely the biggest game that we've had here, and our fans have been looking forward to this, you know, for well over a year. Of course, with the conference realignment going on, there was some speculation that Nebraska might back out of this, but fortunately they did not. We're going to be returning there in the next two more games here in the next 4 years, but it's huge. I mean, it really is. It's just exciting to have that caliber of team in here. And, you know, we want to be considered, you know, one of the better mid-major schools in the country. And in order to do that, you have to play teams like this. And, you know, I was at Fresno State for a few years as well, and that was kind of the same chip on their shoulder as we have. You know, we want to play, you know, the bigger schools and be able to give them a run for their money, and that's how you get notoriety.
Did you get some inside info from Coach Hill after last week or 2 weeks ago's performance?
You know what? I watched some of the highlights. Tell you what, they're always tough. They always play hard-nosed football, and I have a ton of respect for Pat Hill and his staff and that whole program. And, you know, perception and what we're trying to accomplish as the schools that are in the mid-major category to try to improve and to make a better name for ourselves. So,
you know, Fresno's got that little saying, anyone, anywhere, you know, anytime.
Yeah.
That's something,
yep,
you guys want to carry over to Wyoming too.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. You know, it's the old David and Goliath thing. You got a little chip on your shoulder and you're trying to prove, you know, that you can be competitive. But, you know, it's getting harder and harder, to be perfectly honest with you guys. I've seen college athletics evolve over the last several years, and you see the bigger schools just getting bigger, and it's hard to close that gap. You know, you have schools that have $50 to $75 million budgets, and we have a $25 million budget athletically. So it's getting harder and harder to do that, but you know, there's so many great athletes out there that are competing at the Division I level. It still makes it a lot of fun, and that's why we love college football.
Well, Randy, we'll wrap it up with this. There's a pretty good football team at the Division II level right here in Kearney. They're ranked 7th in the country this week at UNK, which I know you're familiar with in the days growing up out of the Metro Elaria area. Tom Everson is the defensive line coach. He says he might have ran into you coaching back when you were playing.
Oh, I did not realize he was there. That is great. He's a great guy, really good guy. Did a great job when we were here in the late 80s, too. I didn't realize he was back there.
He said something about some kid named Schimbeck. Am I even close there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Mike Schimbeck. Yeah, he was one of our linebackers that he would hit anybody anytime. And he was just a tough, tough, tough guy.
Did you play on the best Wyoming team of all time?
I'm a little biased. I'm gonna say yeah. I mean, we had 2 years back to back where we were undefeated in our conference, and we were ranked as high as 10th in the nation in 88, and played in two Holiday Bowls. So I mean, it was a pretty phenomenal experience. We were pretty fortunate to have such a great team. We had several guys on the defensive line and defensive ends that made it in the NFL, and I mean, we had a really good core of folks, both offensively and defensively.
Did you get a shot to play in the NFL?
You know, I did not, and you know, looking back, I kind of wish I would have tried to sign as a free agent. I kind of had my mind made up that I was more fit for the Canadian Football League, and I did go up to Calgary and went through their tryouts and had an offer to go up there and play, and I just decided that I was actually going to be finished and move on and finish my master's degree and carry on. But you know, it would have been kind of fun. I wasn't your prototypical pro quarterback by any means. I was 6 foot, 190 pounds. That was not the type of person they were looking at. But you know, it was a phenomenal experience, and I'm fortunate that I had the opportunity to play here for sure.
After his football playing days, Randy was more focused on Miss Wyoming than furthering his NFL career. Hey, could there be – we'll let you out of here with this, Randy, and we really appreciate the time. Could there be too many people Saturday? I mean, do you guys – what are you expecting?
Yeah, you know, we've obviously sold out. We were waiting for the students to finish taking their allotment. But, you know, we're trying to accommodate everybody we can. We're expecting more people here than obviously our capacity of 32,000, and we have a pretty nice tailgate park area that we've got a big jumbotron in, and we're going to keep that open throughout the entire game. So, you know, those fans that cannot get into the game, we hope they still come and experience a great time and a fun environment, and we want to welcome them the best we can.
Randy, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you Saturday in Laramie, and hopefully it'll be a great football game.
That sounds great. Well, we're looking forward to having Husker Nation out here.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Thanks, guys.
Randy Welniak, Senior Associate Athletic Director at the University of Wyoming, and probably quarterback the best team that they ever had. Of course, Novacek, who's in the college and NFL Hall of Fames now. Maybe the most famous alum, I would think, out of the University of Wyoming. But they had some good football teams. I mean, Dennis Erickson was a coach there for a little bit, maybe just one season. But they went Paul Roach, was the head football coach during that tenure. They had some very, very good football teams, and they're 3-0. This is one of only 7 matchups between unbeatens in the entire country this Saturday.
All right, they played Weber State, close game with Weber State. Now, if you're following college football, Weber State last weekend beat Sacramento State. Well, that first weekend, Sacramento State's the one that beat Oregon State. So
there's some talent. There's a possibility.
There's a possibility that, you know, might be a pretty solid football game, and or football team anyway, and we'll just have to see. We'll just have to see how it goes. Nebraska pounces on this team early. I got to think it's a long night for the Cowboys. The longer they hang around in that one, you know, 1-2 score deal, it could be a long, you know, South Dakota State last year. People have nightmares about that still.
Well, yeah, and Coach Pelini said we wanted to go out against Washington and make darn sure we got points on the board in the first drive. That's what they want to do here any time to avoid any kind of an upset, because even if it's only 30,000, it could get crazy out in Laramie. It'll be different, and it'll be fun. And, folks, lunchtime, how about heading to the Chicken Coop, where every Tuesday, if you're tired of puny, tasteless wings, then you and your friends should wing it tonight. And every Tuesday night, the Chicken Coop is featuring their larger-than-ever regular chicken wings, just 40 cents each, and you can pick from 13 different flavors, bone in, minimum 10 wings, but that's not a problem. Who would order two? That'd be just crazy. 5 to 10 every Tuesday night, and maybe you get, you know, 10 of that kind, 10 of this kind, 10 of that kind. You got a group there, you're knocking back your favorite frosty beverages, you're watching the Major League Baseball playoffs, you're hashing out the first two weekends of the NFL, what's going on with the Huskers and all of college football. It's heading down the home stretch. All of your favorite sports are on at the Chicken Coop, and don't forget them for lunch. Lunch specials every day, open 7 days a week. Kearney and Grand Island.
40 cents each, but I've just talked to Colin. You order 200 of them, they're going to knock $10 off.
You are quite the salesman, quite the pitch man.
That'd be 200 wings, $70, folks. The Chicken Coop is where it's at.
Don't forget, tonight, UNK Volleyball is hosting Hastings College at the Health and Sports Center. That gets underway at 7 o'clock. So if you want to watch some volleyball tonight, that's where you want to be for college volleyball. High school volleyball, there is a ton of it in the area tonight. I'll be over at Axtell, Minden, and Gothenburg. A couple of Southwest Conference teams are on hand there. And wherever else you're at, to all the Kearney and Tri-City schools, Hastings schools, are in action today. We want to thank Randy Welniak and head coach Dave Christensen of Wyoming for joining us today. Daryl Morris of UNK, Tony Harper of Hastings College. Tomorrow, Mike Munch for Loper Link as the soccer team returns home for UNK. We'll also talk with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep, and live from Cunningham, Steve Sipple in our Husker Lunch tomorrow.
I want to wish my special buddy, Lumpy Vinzen, a happy 40th birthday.
Conquistador!
40th birthday. Happy hugs and kisses, Lumpy.
That's the one after 39.
That is. Big one.
We'll send some corn nuggets and some minnows your way so you can catch a little fishy on your Fisher-Price line.
See you later. Have a great day. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.